On a more upbeat topic, Dino, coming soon to Sydney. This is massive. One of the biggest football clubs in the world, FC Barcelona, will come down to Sydney and take on an A-League All-Stars in a game at Accor Stadium on May 25. Now, the ticket sales are predicting a crowd of more than 70,000 to watch this game, which will be the biggest sporting crowd we've had in Sydney, Dino, since the 2019 NRL Grand Final, because COVID pandemic has really rocked sporting attendances right across the board. Accor Stadium CEO Daryl Carey has been good enough to join us on a Sunday morning. Daryl, good morning. And this is a massive sporting event for Sydney, isn't it? May 25, FC Barcelona versus the A-League All-Stars. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning, guys.
Daryl, 70,000 plus people at the stadium. How are the ticket sales tracking? And what's the capacity for the stadium these days?
Well, the capacity is 80,000, so mm-hmm. we're on track to have a crowd of 70,000 or upwards. So we're really excited by the response. And this is a huge club. They've never mm-hmm. been to this country before. And to have the opportunity to host them on for one game, they're not going anywhere else in Australia. This is one game. Never been here before. This is an incredible opportunity for you know, not only football followers in this country, mm. but major sporting fans that just want to see some of the best players in the world strut their stuff on a course stadium.
Yeah, of course, FC Barcelona, not just one of the great football clubs in the world, one of the great sporting clubs in the world. And I understand, Daryl, that on Tuesday, the day before the game, there is a free and open training session at Accor Stadium where fans can go and watch their heroes in training before this big game on the Wednesday night, May 25.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a real testament to everyone involved, particularly Barcelona. And the A-League All-Stars are also doing an open training session the night before. And that's a real opportunity for people that are followers or fans or supporters to get a little bit closer to the action. And it's a more relaxed environment. I think that's a really great initiative on that Tuesday night. So there is a process that people need to go through and just to register their details. But if you go to barcasydney.com.au and register your details for that. But certainly the night after is when the whole thing lights up, and we're really looking forward to that match on Wednesday night. Tickets are, there's still tickets available, but there is a big crowd expected, and we've sold plenty to date, so we're really excited by what lies ahead.
Exactly, yeah. Daryl, I know Dino wants to ask you about the big news re rugby this week, but just quickly, for our listeners out there, Accor Stadium is giving away a family pass to this FC Barcelona versus A-League's All-Stars game on Wednesday, May 25. That's a family pass for two adults and two children. Our first caller on the open line, 13 53 53, that's 13 53 53, will win that family pass to the FC Barcelona A-League's All-Stars game.
Now, Daryl, during the week we had the big news that the Rugby World Cup would come to Australia in 2027. Sydney, we hosted that final in 2003 at Stadium Australia. Can a core stadium get the cash again, Daryl?
Oh, I'd like to think so, mate. this doesn't come around very often, this event, and we were lucky to be right in the centre of the action in 2003, and I was lucky to be part of that. And irrespective of whether you follow rugby union or rugby league or football or AFL, the Rugby World Cup is just an incredible event. And as I said, we were lucky to host it and experience it firsthand. And I think everyone now has absolute full awareness about how big it is and how important it is and how much fun it is. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of competition, but I'd like to think that Mr. Wiles is well-placed to play a really big part in it and host some of those big matches, including the final.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, we haven't mentioned, State of Origin. Game one will be at Accor Stadium in June 8, and that'll be a capacity crowd, I imagine, Daryl.
Yeah, absolutely. So and the Barcelona and the A-League All-Stars, followed by State of Origin not long after on the 8th of June. It feels like we're back to normal. I think in your introduction where you said these will be the biggest crowds in Sydney for a single event since 2019, which is an incredible stat, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
And but the I think we've got a lot to look forward to now, and I think people are getting absolutely back on track, and I think everyone's done an incredibly good job despite how challenging and difficult it's been. But some great action not that far away.
Yeah, exactly. That can almost be our way of saying the pandemic is behind us in a lot of respects, even though it's not. But to get things back to normal, huge crowds, and there's one coming up on May 25, just being FC Barcelona taking on A-League All-Stars at Acor Stadium. Still tickets available. It's going to be a huge event, Darryl, and then into State of Origin on June 8. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, and the very best of luck with those two huge events coming up the next few weeks, and indeed for the rest of the season.
Thanks, guys. Much appreciated.